This is Apollo Control. We're now about 4 minutes from reacquiring the spacecraft Endeavour and Falcon on their 10th revolution of the moon. Here in Mission Control, we've completed a shift handover. The on-duty flight director at this time is Glenn Lunny. Our spacecraft communicator is astronaut Edgar Mitchell. The off-going flight director, Gene Kranz. And we do anticipate having a change of shift press briefing in the MSC News Center briefing room, probably in 15 or 20 minutes. On reacquiring the spacecraft, the first order of business will be to get a report on the descent orbit insertion trim maneuver performed about 30 minutes ago behind the moon. This maneuver is calculated to raise the paracentian or low point of the spacecraft orbit from about 7.5 nautical miles up to about 9.6, which is the preferred altitude to begin the powered descent from on the 14th revolution. During the tracking of the spacecraft, it was evident that the orbit was gradually decaying. They were getting down to the point where at powered descent initiation, the altitude would have been around 30,000 feet. This would have been acceptable, but the preferred altitude is about 50,000 feet. So the maneuver was performed using the reaction control system attitude thrusters. We're standing by now about 2 minutes from reacquiring the spacecraft. Yeah. And we'll continue to stand by until we hear a call to the crew. We're less now than 30 seconds from reacquiring Apollo 15. Flight Director Glenn Lunny has completed a review of the status of the mission with all of his flight controllers. And all of the buttons on his console from each flight controller indicate green. We're standing by now to reacquire in about 5 seconds. And we've had acquisition of signal.
Apollo 15 Houston, standing by.
All right, Houston, 15 here. We had a good burn and have a burn report for you.
Roger, ready to copy.
Okay, on time. Burn time was about 18 or 19 seconds. The residuals were minus 0.1. Plus 0.2, plus 0.2. Delta VC was plus 0.8. And the GNN has us in a 59.4 by 10.3.
Good copy, Dave.
And you heard Dave Scott report the results of that burn almost precisely as planned. The
landing site observation pad for you when ready.
Roger, go ahead.
T Horizon, 96, 57, 10. You still with us?
All right, we're there at T Horizon 965710, standing by for TCA minus 20.
Roger, it's at 965917. 965917. That's good. Houston, we have an uplink for you, state veteran refs Matt, if you'll give us poo and accept.
Poo and accept.
And 15 Houston, I have a couple of words for Al on the system test meter if he can listen.
He's busy right now. What do you need? I'll tell him later.
Hey, we'll get it to him later. It's simply that the systems test meter is okay to use for the limb checkout on the limb current.
Okay, thank you.
Houston 15, we're equalizing pressure now, and the delta P was 1.0 before we started.
Copy. The computer's yours.
Roger.
The flight dynamics officer reports that descent orbit insertion trim maneuver was just about precisely as planned. That will change the Paracynthian from about 7.5 nautical miles to about 9.6. Scott reported on board that their guidance and navigation system calculated their orbit after the burn to be 59.4 by 10.3, which would agree very closely with the ground calculation. A few minutes ago, Dave Scott reported that they were equalizing the pressure in the tunnel between the LEM and the CSM. This would put them about 30 minutes ahead of the flight plan on this activity, which means that operations prior to entering the LEM are progressing smoothly and about 30 minutes ahead of schedule.